Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we are approaching the end of the meeting, let me thank you personally, your team and the secretariat in leading this month's discussion in GG meeting. Chair's paper in many instances uses expressions and words that hardly resemble the agreed GGE language from previous years. It's somehow intentionally or not succeeds in injecting a new dynamics into our deliberation. It seems now that our exchanges needs a short refreshing revival in order to being able to look back and at what has been achieved in the past years in an appreciative manner. In these couples of days, drafting the chair's document made us remember of similar practical exercises like the operationalization of the 11 guiding principles or Ambassador's Yanis Karklin's efforts concerning the paper on commonalities in the national commentaries on guiding principles. Having in mind the results of our work in the past, we want to recall the advice of the estimated delegate of Japan not to reopen language and concepts adopted by consensus in the DGE addressing emerging technologies in the area of laws. We should tread carefully, do our best to preserve the substance of the guiding principles. They provide a relevant and sound basis for future work and requires further elaboration and operationalization. The coherence accomplished in reports from previous years, in particular groups reports of 2017, 18 and 19, is a value in itself. We found relevant the idea of setting up a committee of technical experts along the lines proposed by France and Germany. Similarly to the GGE agreed language, such a body could more expressively be connected to the group's mandate in the context of CCW and also work in the time frame allocated to the GGE itself. Such solution will better fulfill its supportive technical functions. Mr. Chairman, we are ready to continue inclusive and transparent discussion in the group during the next meeting. Thank you.